to begin this service by singing 267. 267. Jehovah reigns supreme. Let nations tremble now. He dwells between the cherubim. Let earth before him bow. Number 267. To you for the 12 articles of faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the prophet Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And we commence with verse 5. Isaiah 44. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and the delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not know, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who has formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed. And the workmen, they are men. Let them all be gathered together, let them stand up, yet they shall fear and they shall be ashamed together. The smiths with the tongues, both workers in the coals, and fasteners it with hammers, and workers it with wind, with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretches out his rule. He marks it out with a line. He spitteth it with planes. And he marks the figure of a man according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He hews him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshippeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof, and he eateth flesh. He roasteth his roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and said, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, and worshipped it, and praised unto it, and said, deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known, not understood. For he has shut their eyes that he cannot see, and their hearts that he cannot understand. And none considers in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it, and shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes, and his seared heart has turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it has pleased thee, even in this evening of this Sabbath day, for the third time, to gather us together in thy house of worship. Many are sick and cannot gather with us in this Sabbath day, but we are privileged to come up under thy word and testimony, that it an eternal blessing for young and old, for great and small, and that thy word be opened in this evening for our mind and for our heart, but that it also was accompanied by thy Holy Spirit, that it bears much fruit in this evening for one as well as the other, where we are all travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity, and that we were brought by thee in the right ways which are pleasing unto thee. to bring us to that place where Paul, that Saul on the way of Damascus came. Lord, what wilt thou that I shall do? That the scales fallen from our blind eyes, and that we are instructed in the right way of salvation, because by nature we are strangers and alien, and we have to learn all things by thee. Otherwise, it is a religion that we have that we cannot with enter into heaven with it and appear before thee. Lord, remember us with all thy people over the length and over the breadth of the earth. Bless all the means of grace in preaching, in reading, in catechizing, in instruction, on the mission fields and in the different hospitals where that they are to work for the kingdom of Christ, and make known that way that is revealed in thy holy word, but also that the Holy Spirit may apply it to many souls. We are flying away. It is almost this day, the last Sabbath of the first month of the year, that when we look to those dates, that we have to say, Lord, is it true? Is it true? Because we cannot understand that we fly to the end of our life. It is all in thought, and it shall not be so awful. It shall be a blessing if the end is there. If we came to an end with all our religion, and that we find solution only in Christ, who has declared to Thomas, I am the way, the life, and the truth. Lord, remember the whole congregation, with offers bearers, with fathers, mothers, and children. Look upon us together, have mercy with us, and let the things of time and sense not take our heart and mind, but that we remember our Creator, that we seek thee and find thee, and that we were brought at thy feet as a sinner, as we hope to hear in this evening again what is so necessary to receive grace in thy holy eyes, to be reconciled with God through the blood of thy beloved Son, restored in communion and fellowship with thee. Strengthen all thy servants over the length and over the breadth of the earth, and strengthen also us in this evening for a while to preach thy word. Give strength and courage, wisdom and liberty, because we are so poor in ourselves. But, Lord, made us not be ashamed, and that there only was one thing in our heart and in our mind, the armor of the Lord and the upbuilding of Zion, the welfare of thy people and children. Visit them together in this evening, give them provision on their pathway through the desert and wilderness of this world. Speak to the soul, peace and pardon, and that we receive that only comfort in life and in death. All the sick and afflict, also in the different hospitals, young and old, great and small, we commend them all at the throne of grace. Lord, thou knowest the sufferings, and thou knowest the thoughts of their heart. Thou knowest all the difficulties and all their needs, also that young mother, who is laying there already for weeks now, looking forward and forward, but thou knowest how it is also at the present time. Oh, remember her with her dear family, with all those other fathers and mothers in the different hospitals, and those that are old and almost coming to the end of life, prepare them to me thee in righteousness and peace, that the day of their death shall be better than the day that they were born. Look upon us together in thy beloved Son, and that our gathering in this evening be in the fear of thy holy name, that we may hear something, and that it was to our soul's salvation and the rejoicing of our heart with the forgiveness of all our sins and transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 308. Three and four. The idols, gods of heathland are but the work of human hands. They cannot see, they cannot speak. Their ears are deaf, their hands are weak. Number 308, the stanzas 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
This evening, I ask your attention for a little while before the Lord's Day 35. What does God require in a second command? That we in no wise represent God by images nor worship Him in any other way than He has commanded in His word thus far. Beloved congregation, you know of what you have heard time and again out of our catechism, that there really is a difference between the first and the second command in the law of God. In the Lord's Day 34 is emphasized that we have to serve the Lord, only the Lord, and that He in that respect is standing on the foreground. The Lord thy God, you shall worship Him, and Him alone. There's nothing else than the Lord. But now, the second command, that is much different. The second command that speaks about the manner and in what way that we shall worship the Lord. In other words, that is not the same. And we have to realize that the Lord must be worshipped and honored in that way that He Himself has revealed in His holy word. The Roman Church brought the first and the second command to one. But that is only with a purpose to cover the serving of images and idols, and to serve the Lord in their own way. It is very remarkable that in 700, then there was a concil, and that make out that serving idols and images in the church, that is entirely against the word of God. But the Concil of Trent in 1540, that judged different. And from that time on, became it so common to worship images. Of course, they have in the religion several arguments. Why? In the first place, in those days, in general, the people were so ignorant, they could even not read a book. And in the second place, The reading of the Bible was in those days forbidden. And that was one of the things why that they were so fighting in that church for the serving of images. In our days, it is much different already as that it was in former times. In former days, in every church that you came in of the Roman churches, then you saw there on every pillar an image of the apostles. That is in the new churches built, when they built in our days, different. They are no more so strict as that they were before. But even that you not find in those churches those images on the wall at the present time, that church that is filled with what Paul wrote in Colossians 1, verse 24, will worship. That means that they worship the Lord in that way that they himself wanted. Tis this evening not my purpose to say so much about that church, because the law of God has also a spiritual side. And we have more to talk to people that is with us as that we talk to people that is not with us. We cannot talk about that Roman church in this evening from the beginning to the end, but what profit shall that have? It is much more profitable that we explain out of the catechism this evening what the Lord demands of us, and for which we are called, each and every one, as travelers to that great and never-ending eternity. Of course, that will worship, that is almost so old as the world is. That is, in other words, that is nothing new. No. We have to come this evening to a right understanding of the second commandment of the law of God. We have to come to what has taken place in the fall of Adam. And there, of course, we lost the image of God. And the first thing in which it consists, that is, as you know, knowledge. We have lost the true knowledge of God. And by virtue of that congregation, we are strangers of Him. An alien of Him. There shall be many people amongst us that would say, we live in the same way to a certain extent as our parents have brought us up. They brought us up to pray by every meal, to acknowledge the Lord after every meal. It is a custom in our house to read the Bible, the Word of God. I hope that is in all our families, because I know that people whom I have baptized here in the church and in those former churches, even people that I have married, that now the Bible is no more at the table. That are families. And I hear the same complaint in other churches too. Even in those churches in which they are not so strict, but that they more and more complain that they neglect the reading of the Holy Word of God. That war that is now ended in Vietnam, but how many people shall come back that is ruined for their whole life? Ruined also in regard to religion. They were so long from death, they came in contact with girls without any religion or with false religions. And so many, they are had chosen the side of those that are ignorant of the religion, and they are gone. The Lord can comfort us all the time, we know that. But there is so many that goes their own way and never returning to the Lord and to His word and testimony. And that is something that is not new. No, in the books of Lodestein, he was living in 1600, and even that man wrote in his sermons that every war ruined thousands and thousands of people in regard to the religion. And you know for yourself, congregation, that the idea that every man can be saved in his own religion, that we have more and more the upper hand. We are living in a time that you have no more to speak about difference and distinctions. The thing that is dumb, that is out, that is old-fashioned to talk about that. Why? Why is it not possible that every man that is serious, even that they have not the right doctrine, but when they are thinking serious in their life, that they can be saved the same as we are. Sometime with catechism among the evening, then somebody asks those questions too. And of course, you know that many people that blame us, that we really think that in our church the people only can be saved. You have never heard that. If it was only in our church, then it was very poor. But what I well emphasize, that is this. that is this in our Orthodox religion. That is what we have to emphasize. And what is the content of our doctrine? That without regeneration that we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And of course that is, for years already, that is a great stumble block for many people. They will skip that over. There is a spirit that will talk about the religion and that will be happy walking to heaven, but never became a sinner before the Lord. Never. That they had in their life ungodly sorrow that works repentance to be never to repent. They forget. They will forget. And then, of course, talk no more about the fall of Adam. Talk nothing about Moses, the representative of the law, because that is all old-fashioned. They say we have now such a rich religion. We talk about Jesus Christ. We talk about our Savior, our Mediator. We talk about our Father. We start with that all the time. And our God is well our Father by virtue of creation, but He is not our Father. Then He is our judge. And He only can, in the way of regeneration, become our Father through the Mediator, Jesus Christ, and through His mediatorial work. Then only, and when the Holy Spirit applied to our hearts all the benefits of Christ as He has merited in the way of His passive and active obedience. And that is something, congregation, that never changed. We must be converted as Adam and Eve were converted. And we must be converted in the same way as the last of God's chosen people shall be converted by the Lord. And if we come on the foreground with an other conversion, then we are wrong people. And you realize for yourself, I hope so, if you have read this week what they were talking about religion on the services by that former President Johnson, then you can realize how little knowledge, yeah, is there nog some knowledge? Is there nog some knowledge of the true religion? The name Christ that covers in our days everything, without any consideration that there must be a revelation of that Christ in our heart personally, and the necessity that the Holy Spirit makes room for that Christ, but that He also glorified that Christ in our heart, that He become our only comfort in life and in death. Now, I said at the beginning this evening that will worship that is deep grafted in the heart of everybody. We have to consider that Adam in paradise, he lost the Lord, but he came not rid of his relation. Keep that in your mind too. He came not rid of his relation. And what means that? As soon as Adam and Eve had sinned, then they covered themselves with the leaves of victory. And that was now the first religion in the world after the fall of Adam. And that first religion that is still there in our days. We all congregation are trying to cover ourselves. We are all looking for a certain ground for eternity. We are all trying to make ourselves happy. How many people is there in the world and church that built the salvation upon the mercy of the Lord? You have for yourself well heard sometimes that some people say, do you now really think that all that people in the world that are lost, that the merciful God that he allowed, that the majority is lost and that they shall enter into hell. Do you really believe that? That the Lord shall do that? And of course, we are all by nature, one as well as the other, living to deceive our soul for eternity. I shall give you this evening, very brief, some examples out of the Word of God. Adam and Eve, they had two boys. And you know the names of those boys, right? You know the names. Cain and Abel. And they both go out to offer, both. They brought unto the Lord of what they have received from the farm and from the field. But now, you read in Genesis that the Lord, he accepted Abel and his offering, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. Now, in that point, we have always to realize that the name of Abel and the name of Cain is standing and in the front. The Lord, he accepted Cain. He accepted that Abel. Why? Because he was known by the Lord from all eternity. He was taken up in the mediator Christ Jesus. And he was privileged in his life with the true knowledge of God and Christ. Cain he offered, but he did it all for his own honor. He did it with the purpose to receive something, to make himself worthy in the sight of the Lord. But the Lord despised him. And then the enmity that came out, that he killed his brother Abel. And then that he also became indifferent. God's people never come not indifferent. The Lord, he make well known that they are indifferent by nature, but they are not indifferent because God's people, they become concerned about the armor of the Lord and concerned about the soul's salvation. That this evening as an instruction for those in my midst that are living here in the world not an easy life. And one thing as a result of the true work of God in our heart, that is that we are concerned about the armor of the Lord and our soul's eternal welfare. And if it is in our life the work of the Lord, then it stay and that remains. Even that it is not always so strong and always so heavy, but if the root of the matter is in our heart, there it goes, never away. David, he said in Psalm 119, that he was as a wandering sheep, that he had gone astray. But still then he said, seek thy servant. The sign of life, people. And now that Cain, I come no once back to that man. Now that Cain offered there without knowledge of the Lord. He don't know the Lord. He was serving himself and serving also an unknown God. And if now the Lord convert the sinner, let I say it in this manner this evening. If now the Lord convert a sinner, what happens in that time? The Lord, he made that people honest. One thing, he make them honest. And then they confess before the Lord, with a whole heart that they don't know the Lord. But they say, Lord, make your salvation known unto me, that I know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That is what I will say this evening about Cain and Abel. Now I go a step further. And that is to the life of the children of Israel. Moses was on the mount to receive the law for the people. They thought it is too long. Maybe that may never come back. And then they talk with Aaron. What did they talk with Aaron? To run away from the true religion? No. And to say we shall make idols and that we now bow ourselves before those idols? Not at all. No. But they would something have to serve before the eyes. And then even Aaron go with him. Even Aaron,
and converted men. And then he made there a golden calf for him. And after that it was made, then he, they say, there now are you God who had brought you up out of Egypt. Would they now say the calf had done it? No. They would not deny the Lord, but they would serve the Lord in their own way. And the Lord, he was angry, so angry, that he would destroy all the people. And that was not, as I say already, that was not that the people denied the Lord there, and that they would say, we are no more serving the Lord, but we will serving the Lord in our own way. Moses, he came in between as the mediator of the old covenant, and the Lord, he spared the people graciously. Then you have now another example, and that is out of the time of the judges. Then there was a Micah out of the tribe of Ephraim, and his son became the priest. That woman that made a graven image of gold. She made an ephod. She made a teraphim. She would organize her own church. That was really all that she wanted. Their own church. They have then for the future their own religion in their own family. They have no more to go outside of. Then there came one day a Levite, and they talked with that Levite, and they made that Levite a priest. And it goes so far that in that Judges 17, that Micah said, now we have now our own services, we have our own priest. Now the Lord, he shall bless us. But the disapproval of the Lord came upon the people. And the number that the Lord slew from that tribe of Ephraim, that was awful, because it was an account of their worship, their own idea, bringing on the foreground, serving, in other words, serving the Lord in their own ways. Later on, when a separation came in Israel of Judah and the ten tribes, then Jeroboam, he was troubled, when he was not so secure about it in the first time, but he thought from the temple that the Lord had placed there as the place of worship where he was dwelling. And what was the result, people? That the Lord gave his judgment time and again over that people. And as still, they took that over in Judah too. They were also offering on the high places of the mountains. You would say, how was possible after that the Lord show his disapproval to the people about it? But still, even under God-fearing kings, then they broke well off sometime the altars, but the high places on the mountains, they remain there. Even under converted people, a clear-proofed congregation that by nature that we have, that we think more about our own religion than what the Lord has instituted in His holy word. Their worship. And we have really, we have not to go to the Roman church. No. We have images in our own church too. One is bound for this, another is bound for that. That is, of course, a sin against the Lord, an awful sin. And if you think in general, in the days in which we are living, then it goes more and more back to the times that Roman church came to a downfall. What was the reason that Calvin, especially Calvin, that he was against the services in the church? What was the reason? They start with chords, with boys and girls to sing them. And finally, in those Roman churches, there was nothing almost left for the time for the preaching. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. That was all that it was. Therefore, Calvin, he would never know about an organ in the church. He was against it as fire. He condemned it. Not the using of that organ in a house, but in the church on account that he knew the dangers that there were. And alas, so many Protestant churches in our days, what is now left about the true religion? There is almost no time for a sermon. Twenty minutes, that is the highest that they spend to say something to the people. They spend the time in singing, then this chord and then that chord that is singing, and that must not draw the people to the church, hoping that will bind the people to the church. But still, you can realize it come all to nothing. Why? Because we have to realize, people, that we have to keep the people by the preaching of the word of God. And that must lay a weight upon the conscience of men. The serving of the Lord in the way that the Lord Himself that had revealed in His word and in His testimony. Therefore, the Lord's Day 35, that is a subject so broad that if you bring it out in the right way, as that our fathers had spoken about it, then it lays open the heart of men, people. And what is now the heart of man by nature? They come back to what I start with this evening, that we are saved in our own religion. And in our own worship, to satisfy ourselves, unless that the time come in our life, people, that we were brought to that place, as Saul was brought on the way of Damascus, Lord, what wilt thou that I shall do? That was for the first time that man had asked that the Lord. Never before he had done it, no. And only when the Lord comforts us, then we are ashamed over all that religion that lay behind us. Because we have nothing done than only serving ourselves, people. Seeking ourselves, building up ourselves. And if the Lord come not in between congregations, then we are so firm in it. And people say it time and again. If you try to instruct them, let I say this. Try to instruct them. Then immediately, what do you hear about it? Then they say, boy, you shall not take it out of my hands. Goodbye. Goodbye. Some they are so bold that they say, we are firm in what we believe. And he will not talk to people that is trying, because they are knowing well what happens, trying to take it out of our hands. And it is a blessing, people, that we lose the battle before that we die, and that we come to that place that we become a sinner before the Lord. Because if we die with our ideas and with our religion, accepting Christ and boasting in Christ, and happy with our own religion, oh, what shall it be, congregation? What shall it be, an awful disappointment? If we have to appear before the Lord, and our religion that shall fall away in the hour of death, and in the great day of judgment, and then to come to the reality, I have deceived my soul for eternity. But you see it in the life of Paul. There was in the world no Pharisee that could elevate himself above that man. He was so sure that he was serving the Lord to kill God's people. And that is with us the same thing, people. We are so sure in our religion that there is not one body that can take it out of our hands. It is only the Lord. And it is a blessing, congregation, a blessing that the Lord conferred Pharisees to. That's a blessing. Saul on the way of Damascus was a blessing. That was a Pharisee. And there is people, really there is people, that they have thought about themselves so much. They go to the Lord's Supper every time in it was. And they were sitting there and thinking it is well with me for eternity. But now the spirit of judgment and a spirit of burning that only that can take away everything from us. And that we lay our salad before the Lord, as David had done in Psalm 139. Examine me, teach me, try me. If there is an evil way, lead me in the way of everlasting. To deceive ourselves, people, we have our heart with us, and we have the devil also with us. The devil also with us. He is also trying to make us quiet and to go on in our own ways that we have chosen for ourselves. Oh, young and old, great and small. The next time I ought to talk about the evidences of the true serving of the Lord, I shall not mention them, and we go further next time, the Lord willing. We shall close for this evening. But the main thing that in our life, young and old, great and small, earlier or later, sooner or later, that we become a sinner before the Lord. That's the first thing. And that we find in Christ the only foundation of our salvation. And that we never have a rest for the soul of our feet. That we know that we are united with Him. Oh, young and old, that to become a reality. We are leaving this church this evening. And whether they shall come back the next Sabbath day, the Lord knows. We don't know. But it cannot be the end of our life, people. Think not on 80 and 90 years. No. Think on tomorrow. Think on tomorrow. And ask the Lord that He will bind this upon your heart, people. That He will bind it so upon your heart. That it bring you on your knees. That it bring you in a secluded place. That with the service of an habit, that we go from a room in room, till that we hear in our distress, we have heard that the kings of Israel, that they are merciful kings, and that we go on the road to meet those king, that king, and then to receive grace from Him, but also instructions of Him. Teach me, O Lord, the way of truth, and from it I will not depart. Children of God in my midst, but do we need the uncovering working of the Holy Spirit in our hearts? Time and again. If it goes the right way, people, we have to die today to this and tomorrow to something else. And the main thing that is, even that we confess it or that we do not confess it, but for ourselves, the greatest idol for which we are bound. We think about no person more in the world as ourselves. But that now has come a time that we think nothing of ourselves. And that we go through this world as a wretched sinner. And as a sinner. As Paul said that he was deceived. Oh, he was deceived. Yes, and know something before I close now. There is some people that say, I have always heard that talk, and a man is so deceiver of himself. Some people said, about Paul. Oh, Paul say that, but that me it is worse. And all true. Really? Yeah. Because to say that I am the sheep, then they will elevate themselves above other people. And that other people worship him. If it becomes true in our life, people, we shall not talk so much. No. But we shall lay in the dust before the Lord. And not but more. Then you become jealous to such a person. And then you say, oh, if you see those tears, and you see that humbleness, and you hear that crying, give me Jesus, here I die. Then you are jealous. That you say, oh, I want that I could stand in his shoes. That is something. But if an hypocrite say that, oh, no. You abhor it, really, because it is not true. It is not true. And my dear congregation, it is only the Lord, really. It is only the Lord who can make it true in the inner sessions of our heart. Oh, may the Lord give it us out of free and sovereign grace. To his honor and to our salvation, amen. Lord, bless the few words spoken in this Sabbath day and in this evening hour, that it may touch our heart, that it bears fruit for our immortal and ever-dying soul. Bring us safely to our destination. Remember the needs and wants in the week that lay before us. Strength may sustain us. Remember the families, parents, and the children. There are so many difficulties. There is so much strife. There is so much grief and sorrow. But, oh Lord, that the parents have a place to come with the needs and wants to the Lord. Direct the heart of the children to have respect for the parents and not to step upon their heart, but to love them and to show that they are children. Remember our school and teachers and children, all the children in the congregation. Protect them for accidents, for an uncertain and unreconciled death. Look upon all the widows, orphans and widows, and all the boys in the service, and those that are in that far country, bring them back, gladden the parents and the families, women and children, look upon each and every one. Prepare us together to meet our Maker in righteousness and in peace, and hear us. In thy condescending love and mercy, visit us and speak to our soul peace and pardon for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 204. O God, how good thou art to all the pure of heart. And what follows? 204.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.